Resimienio, o rezzo merolino, resimienio, o rassenti cisito, alla indigonia, a rezzo merolino, alla luna vado a incinto.
It is beans and posho.
Every day?
Yes, please. So. And porridge in the during break time. Okay. Yes.
So they basically have the same lunch every single day of the week?
Yes, please, because that is the only we can provide for them.
This is for the visitors.
Mm-hmm. Meat and rice.
Can you show us what's being cooked for the kids as well?
Yes, please.
So, yeah, welcome to this kitchen of ours, which is full of smoke.
Okay, let's go inside. So this is the kitchen, right?
Yes, please.
And what are you cooking for the children?
We are cooking beans and posho.
I see.
Yes.
So do you think this is basically enough for the children to develop properly with their bodies?
No. It's not enough.
Things like maybe nutrition can sometimes not be very, very good. You get very poor families, you sometimes may find it hard maybe to feed their children properly and give them all the necessities of life. Sometimes a little bit difficult.
What is inside this pan exactly?
This one is green pepper, mm-hmm. And this one is meat.
What kind of meat is this?
It's cooked meat.
Those living below poverty, that includes children. And children, they bear the brunt of poverty. Probably over 60%.
And what do you give to eat, for example, for a child which has, I think, 1 or 1.5 years old? What do they eat?
Posho and then beans.
And beans? Even for the very small babies, you give beans and posho?
Yes, that is what we can provide.
Thank you.
mortality here is standing a bit high, as you saw from our statistics. And it is mainly because of lack of health services, lack of easy accessibility to the health facilities, and nutrition, and generally the hygiene conditions in the household.
The average in an average family there are about 8 children. In how many families it is usual that at least one of the children dies?
Well, basically in all the families, because you can see that there are many children. First of all, they are even competing for the little food which is there, competing for the little resources. So almost every family there is a high percentage, there is a high probability, even up to 50%, you know, 50-50 can die. So every family can lose a child.
The increase in population is also one of the factors. The population growth rate, I think, is about 3.6, which is fairly high.
People think that maybe there are others who think that the land is there. As long as the land is there, you can produce.
Problem of customs and religion. Some religion, they feel that we should produce without family planning. The church, actually, they have a very strict stance. They want people to produce.
And what are the methods available here for family planning?
Here, I'm having only two methods. I mean, three. I have the pills and the condoms. They are all for free.
How many percent of women use actually contraceptive methods?
They are not very many, because from their home there, their husbands are not always willing, and that is why you see this one coming alone.
Most men, they want us to produce very many children, so they think family planning are just trying to misbehave to them, because they believe our role is to produce as many children as we can.
So when the woman is trying to use contraceptives, it means that woman is planning something. Maybe she wants to leave that man or want to go to another man.
Many complain about that if the women go into family planning, they lose appetite in the sexual case, and they become dry.
Do women usually give birth at home here? You help them at home, or do they come here?
They come here.
So they give birth basically in this room?
Yes.
Do we have running water in the building?
No, very many things are missing.
So what do you have, for example?
This is our thing.
And how do you sterilize them?
We just boil.
Just boil?
There is a saucepan that we boil.
The sauce that we are using for boiling. And here, there is a saucepan.
Do you think it's enough sterilization, honestly?
It's not enough.
Are there diseases spreading because of this?
Yes.
So I'm looking for that. And I can't pay for the organ.
Can you do the operation in this hospital?
Yes.
How many doctors are there for, I think, 1.5 million people?
At the moment, we have one doctor. And this room is so small that we cannot accommodate the number of mothers that we get. We have only 3 beds. They are not enough for these mothers. She's waiting to deliver. After admission, we keep them on the floor. Others are on their beds. Like that one, she has just finished delivering, so we keep her there for an hour, monitoring, then we shift her to the ward. Due to the difficult conditions that these many of the mothers come in, the average is one per day.
The child dies.
Unit mm-hmm. where we operate mothers and we have to keep it sterile.
This is our main operating table. It was here since 1968. Very old. Mothers during the grades, the baby gets tired. When that mother reaches in the operating theater, baby is already very tired. Then when the baby is removed out, it's very tired, cannot even breathe.
The commonest cause of sickness here, when children, is definitely malaria. Malaria is a killer, number one also of children.
Yes, six children, eh? He lost one.
How did he die?
He says it was malaria. And the baby died from home.
They didn't take him to the hospital?
But they didn't. We had no money to transport him to hospital.
We have getting affected of malaria. Malaria. He was young. He was baby. He get sick of malaria. The problem which we're having in this area, malaria. Just malaria.
Access to this medicine, or is it enough?
The common endemic disease within our societies here is arising from poor sanitation. Mm-hmm. Poor sanitation, poor wastewater disposal, poor refuse collection and disposal, lack of proper toilets, and the lack of use of toilets, and lack of mechanism for people to use safe water. Drainage is our major problem, so water stands everywhere and mosquitoes breed. There's a very good program on immunization. Here we immunize on a daily basis. Children come from all over the area. Government also pays for the workers.
The government has money to buy drugs. Then you buy almost expired drugs. Or you buy things, you keep them in the medical store. Then when they are soon becoming expired, then you supply them to government hospitals. Those things should be stopped very soon.
Yeah, I think the government is spending a lot of money on malaria drugs.
The government should supervise the pharmacies and medical stores. And the government should equally distribute medicine in government hospitals.
Things like HIV/AIDS is coming now. Pediatric AIDS is coming.
Are you distributing condoms here for people?
Yes.
If there is infection in the parents, the sickness might also affect the children.
Are there many children affected with HIV in the slum?
People are there, and there are many, of course, there are many, because most of the mothers are infected now. And there are some mothers who don't produce in the clinics or in the hospital. So when they just produce from home, that is the way the world, children, the newborns, what gets infected.
Are there many HIV cases here in the slums?
Yes, there are many cases here in the slum area. And this woman in my right, she is HIV positive.
Can you ask her how she got infected?
Yes. Say that her first husband died with that sickness. The husband died with HIV.
Her husband died with HIV.
Yes.
So she probably got it from her husband.
Yes.
And is she afraid of death?
At first she feels very bad, but when they went home counseling her, she has left it. Out of 10 children, 3, 4, 5 who have delivered meanwhile they are HIV positive.
And do people who have HIV use protection?
Yeah, there are some who use, some who are not. Because those ones who are not, you see them, they are producing.
Some places, even you get people who still believe in going to traditional healers.
Most victims of burns we get here are usually these homo accidents. Mm. Especially when their mothers are boiling water.
She was burnt by hot water.
What did you do?
I gave her oil. I smeared the oil on it and the sugar.
So you brought her to hospital right after the accident?
I spent 4 days.
4 days?
Yes.
But why didn't you take her to hospital right after the accident?
I didn't have transport.
I sell 17 coffins a week for children.
The people coming here because of the AIDS and malaria, and some other people when they die in hospital when they're still younger, because they don't have the medicine, and some other people they don't have the money for paying there in the hospital. That's why you find someone died. Not everyone afford to get to buy the coffin. Some other people they just wrap him in the clothes, just put him there. In the bar.
I'm sick and tired of this life I'm leaving. Somebody tell me why am I still breathing? The things I see have got me trying to die, but I keep on waking up and I don't know why.
Like Uganda, up countries where there's war and things are not stable, there's a whole lot of poverty. People are not able to access education, good job, water, food, environment, sanitation, medication. This whole problem ends up lying on children. As an adult, you're able to struggle, you're able to survive. But for the children, it's really terrible because they have to rely on you, the adult.
By the time when we come from the north with the war, because we run because of war.
When we reach here, we start working in the quarry.
Many children die in these holes,
yeah.
Breaking stone.
Yeah.
What age children start working here?
The age of children start working here from 7, 10 and above.
If you look at the people in the war area, they can't access good water, no shelter, no good food, no medication, no security. It's horrible.
People died directly, being killed by the rebels, for being raped, for being like this, being forced into either to be sex slaves, people forced, some souls forced to be soldiers. From their school, there were 139 abducted. So 109 were released, and 30, including her, were not released. The rebels themselves were killing people. They were maiming people, cutting off their lips, cutting off their ears. Cutting off limbs, sometimes beating limbs to put your leg here on a log and beat until it's flat like this. Cutting people, cooking people, put you in a pot. We have seen, not seen some pictures of legs of people sticking out of pots, people being cooked. People, children who were abducted were over 30,000, and over quarter of a million people were displaced in the north. My information was very scanty. At least we didn't know that she was dead. We did not learn that she was dead. So, if you have not heard a person is dead, you're probably a little bit hopeful that she's alive.
When the war started, we were divided to some soldiers. Yeah. From there, I was given to a major called Binai. I stayed with him there. That was when we started our way to Congo. Always given that same medicine when the children are also sick. And some of the medicines are got from the missions, when at times they go and attack the mission and then they get some medicine from there. Took a child and came to a certain bush, forest. Yeah, I stayed there for a month alone with the child, moving up and down. I had nothing to eat apart from little peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
think that a person who has really undergone those difficulties for 13 years, extreme condition that she was living in, really she must have suffered a lot of trauma, physically and mental.
War is just a business. It's just a way of, all parties benefiting. If there is no war, the way I look at it, the way I analyze the whole situation, if there is no war, there won't be dealings of ammunition. There won't be international community delivering aid. There won't be requests for donors to come to Africa to give us this support and that support. All the NGOs will be all gone. So I think the war is there for a reason, for a purpose, right? And the children are the ones who suffer. They're the victims.
The greatest danger in Uganda on the child is not to have access to the school. If they have the access, there is no parent behind them to push them to go to school. Then they end up being adopted. And when they are adopted, they do whatever in a home hold want them to do, like house girl, house boy, digging the whole day without going with food. Imagine they are not in school and they are being used as slaves.
To Africa, it's not the best. The best thing they could do is say, okay, how best can we help you set you up and you stand on your own? Instead of looking back and saying, okay, we need the EU to come in, EU to come in, EU. You cannot keep nursing a baby. The baby has to be born, the baby has to crawl, the baby has to walk, the baby has to run, and the baby has to get old. It's a process, and we have to follow this process, and we cannot keep begging or relying on these people. So the EU have to come up with a mechanism and say, hey guys, this is your problem, we want you to fix it.
Oh, I ain't trying to hate ya, ain't even gonna debate ya, but he's my mother maker and he's my way maker.
So you're going to school?
Yes.
This is why you're going?
Yes.
How many days do you have to work here to earn this?
I can't take even 2 months.
And after school, what do you want to do? What do you want to become?
Doctor. I'm doing chemistry and biology very good. So I can manage to be a doctor.
No, I ain't trying to hate ya. Ain't even going to debate ya. But he's my mother maker and he's my way maker.
If the education is free, then you have the future of your 5 children be educated. So that way, they're able to create future for themselves.
I don't know how else to say it. Hey, DJ, let us know.
I said I have to go back to school still because I've been away for 13 years without schooling. So I have to go back to school.
She has shown an interest of going back to school. I think we should have to open up option, but to give her a chance. It's not never late to learn.
Október 23. A megszállás, az elnyomás elleni küzdelem és az emlékezés napja. A külvárosi hősök története.
Ezt a háztömböt védjük.
Puskákkal, tankok ellen.
A naputcai fiúk. Mit látnak az akkori eseményekből a mai fiatalok? Filmszabadság 56. Ellenállás kicsiben és nagyban.
Soha semmi körülmények között nem üthetünk meg szolidaritással.
Szabadság szerelem. Ám a rendszer ellen lázadók mindenhol, mindenkor jelen voltak. 1945. Művészek a szocialista realizmus ellen.
A művész problémája, keresse a népkegyét, vagy önmagát fejezze ki.
Európai iskola. 1972. Egy ember, aki nem tudott tovább tétlenül ülni.
Beszervezték Kémnek az amerikaiak.
Kémek a porfészekben. 1978-tól képzőművészek, akik alkotásaikkal lázadtak.
Kezdetektől másképp gondolkodtunk.
Ismeretlenek. Történetek egy szabadság nélküli korszakról. Október 23-án az M1 műsorán.
Más nem érek rá. Szia anya, bocs, épp beszélek a másikon.
Anyu, sokszor fog még hívni?
Igen, sokszor. Mert 10 hónapig 0 forintért beszélhet minden Vodafone-os a családdal. Mi ezt adjuk neked ajándékba. Csak rólad szól. Vodafone.
Alexnek ennyi ideje van a nyugdíjig, és ennyi a biztos megtakarítása. Nem érheti kínos meglepetés, hiszen a pénzét biztos helyre fektette be, mert tudja, a nyugdíjat nem szabad kockáztatni. Garantált eurós jövedelem tőke garanciával. Az idő önnek dolgozik. ING biztosító.
Csökkentse a dohányzás ártalmait a Soletin C védelem erejével. Soletin C védelem dohányosoknak.
Az Aréna Plázában most ingyenes parkolóval, az őszi divat legszélesebb választékával és nagyszabású bemutatókkal várunk.
Ennyire ég a torkod? Ne aggódj! Az új Strepsils mint egyedülálló segédanyag összetétele azonnali hűsenyhülést hoz az égő torok számára, és antibakteriális hatóanyagai akkor is hatnak a torokban, miután a tabletta elolvadt. Próbálja ki az új Strepsils mintet! A kockázatokról és mellékhatásokról olvass el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelőorvosát, gyógyszerészét.
Kezdődik a nap.
Na, indulunk.
Jó úton járok.
Tudom, merre tartom.
Mindjárt ott vagyok.
Gyerünk!
Itt dolgozom.
Itt a pénzem is dolgozik.
10 hónapos lekötött forint betét most évi 9%-os kamattal. EBKM 9%. További részletek a 0640 50 40 50-es számon. UniCredit Bank. Ez így gömbölyű.